Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We're continuing our theme of spiritual warfare. I trust you're being blessed by these episodes, and I trust that you will consider getting copies of the book that I'm mentioning in relation to our theme that I have written. One is called Angels of Light, and the other one is called Prophets and Prophecy. Check them out on my website, eddiehyatt.com. You can also check them out on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and just enter my name in the search area of Amazon, Eddie Hyatt, E-D-D-I-E-H-Y-A-T-T, and it'll bring up a bunch of books. I think I have about 22 books on Amazon, and just scroll down until you see those two, Angels of Light and Prophets and Prophecy. They will be a great blessing to you and help you to avoid the pitfalls that Satan tries to throw into our paths, and will help you to understand how to overcome all of the wiles of the devil. Now today, I want to sort of continue where we left off yesterday, where we were talking about how that casting out demons and knowing our authority, it's not a formula like the Jewish exorcists that we talked about yesterday. They thought that they had discovered a new formula when they saw Paul casting out demons in the name of Jesus. They weren't interested in getting to know who this Jesus was and having a relationship with him. They were professional exorcists and thought, oh, wow, here's another formula. Maybe this will work better than the ones we've been using. That was their approach, and they found out it didn't work. Oh, because, you see, Christianity is relational. It's not formulaic. It's not just outward rituals and forms. It's a real living relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is to always have the preeminence. The Bible talks about him being the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek Greek alphabet. And also in Colossians 2, 9 and 10, it talks about how that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. And we read about how Paul said to the Corinthians, when he went to preach there, he said, I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And so obviously Jesus Christ must be the center of our witness, the center of our lives, and the center of all that we say and do. And this comes out into the open in Ephesus, this very idolatrous pagan city, where there was this massive temple to this pagan female goddess known as Diana among the Romans and Artemis among the Greeks. And Paul spent about 3 years there preaching. And towards the end of his time there, there was such a movement from paganism to Christianity that it was affecting the economy of the city, because much of the economy was based on these thousands of pilgrims that would come to the city and buy the little images and souvenirs that craftsmen made, and they sold in the markets there, of the little images of Diana and the images of her temple. And so the economy, the sales were dropping off, and so there was a riot that broke out. Let me read about this and what it says. A powerful message comes through here about Paul's approach to ministering in a pagan city and not becoming preoccupied with the demons and the devil. And it says that a certain silversmith named Demetrius, who made his living making little silver shrines of Diana, he called together the workers and the craftsmen of a similar trade, and he said to them, he said, men, you know that we have our prosperity by this trade. Now, we make a good living with this. He says, moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are not gods which are made with hands. So not only is this our trade of ours in danger of falling into disrepute, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana may be despised and her magnificence destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship. It says, now when they heard this, they were full of wrath, and they cried out saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." So the whole city was filled with confusion and rushed into the theater. Now, this theater was an outdoor theater. Archaeologists have uncovered it there in the old city of Ephesus, where it existed. And it would seat 25,000 people. So, as we said, I think yesterday, Ephesus, the ancient city, was a city of about 200,000, a very large city for that time. And so this is a massive crowd, and they gather together, and you see the passion that they have for their goddess. For 2 solid hours, they shouted in unison, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And so, but finally, at verse 35 of Acts 19, it says, "And when the city clerk had quieted the crowd, he said, 'Men of Ephesus, what men?'" Or woman, it would include, "is there who does not know that the city of Ephesus is temple guardian of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Zeus? Therefore, since these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. For you have brought these men here who are neither robbers of temples nor blasphemers of your goddess. Therefore, if Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a case against anyone, the courts are open and there are proconsuls. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined in the lawful assembly, for we are in danger of being called in question for today's uproar." Now, Ephesus had, you know, it was autonomous, self-governing, but it was under the authority of Rome. And what the city clerk, which is an official of the city, he says, "Hey, this riotous gathering, we could get in trouble with Rome if they hear about this." But notice what he said to the crowd about Paul and his companions. He says, "You have brought these men here who are neither robbers of temples." These people haven't robbed any of our temples. "Nor blasphemers of your goddess." Wow. Paul has been preaching there for 3 years in the shadow of this massive temple dedicated to this female goddess, with thousands of people streaming in and out, worshiping at her shrine. And yet in 3 years, there was no evidence that Paul had ever spoken against and what they would have considered blaspheming their goddess. Well, what was he doing? He was preaching Jesus Christ. He was preaching Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, as the sent one of God, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, who had defeated Satan. And yes, he apparently was saying that you can't, that idols made by people's hands are not real gods. They're simply images made by men's hands, but here is the true and living God. So, by contrast, can you imagine if that were today? Can you imagine how many articles, how many books, how many video series would have been produced about how to deal with the Diana spirit? How to cast out the Diana spirit? How to pull down the Diana principality and so on? But yet, after 3 years of ministry, it is obvious that Paul's message was not a message centered against Diana. It was a message centered in Jesus and who he is. And his Christ-centered message was causing such a harvest and such a movement of pagans moving to Christianity that it was affecting the economy of the city. Wow. Oh, no wonder Paul's... You see, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the Christ-centered gospel message. That is why Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." He did not say that the gospel, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for he didn't say it's the channel of the power of God or the means of the power of God. No, he said it itself, the message itself. is infused with the power of God. Oh, how preachers need to preach the Christ-centered message of Jesus Christ. There is inherent power in that message to break every bondage, to break every yoke. That's why Paul said in his 1 Corinthians chapter 2, another very pagan city, he said, "You remember when I came to you, I did not come with enticing words of men's wisdom, for I was determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Oh, may the church return. Oh, yes, there's a time to speak out against evil. There is a time to confront the devil and demons. But oh, how we need to return to a Christ-centered message that lifts up Jesus for who He is, the sovereign Lord and Master of the universe, who has shed His life blood on the cross to redeem mankind unto God, and all who will put their faith in Him will be reconciled to God and be brought into this wonderful new covenant relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. What an exciting message we have to offer this world. And that transcendent message that is lifted up, it will undermine and topple and bring down the kingdoms of darkness that are all around us. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Thank you for joining me today. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. There's an email address there. I'd love to hear from you if these are being a blessing to you. And I look forward to seeing you next time for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.